Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here. For the middle of October, it's kind of a nice seasonal reality here where I am in New England. Actually, we haven't seen too many changes in my neck of the woods in the leaves. Everything's still growing. I'm in the process of trying to figure out how to seed down a 37-acre field. And so on it goes, feeding the cows and doing haying. It's just a part of the tradition that goes on in my neck of the woods till it snows, actually. I have a couple of items in our news department. One of them is sort of a focus on Farmer's Day, Farmer's Week, and Farmer's Month. As it happens, this was actually first referred to as Old Farmer's Day, National Farmer's Day, cultivated to celebrate the work that farmers put into growing their crops. And there's a date of October 12th. That week, and then the month of October has been designated by some, because it's the harvesting month, as Farmer's Month. There's only one profession that's older than farming, and you know what it is. Agriculture and the professionals that have been around growing food so that people can be sustaining themselves and others. It's been a constant. The history of the planet is all about growing food. And the things become more sophisticated as we go along. The Farmer's Day started in Louisiana, and there's a festival there that celebrates the showcasing of traditions. It lasts for a couple of weekends, I think, down there. Up here in the northern part of the country, first frost sometimes happens earlier. This year we have not had a frost, and the long-range weather for the next couple of weeks doesn't show any frost at all. We may get into November. And people say, it's climate change, global warming. Nah, it's just the way the seasons work from time to time. Every year is different. Anyway, so the specific science of farming has been celebrated this week, modernization. But it's interesting because a lot of the events that I saw were built around old tractors and old equipment, people who are displaying. A friend of mine up in Sharon Springs, New York, who is an auctioneer named Jim McFadden, he's got a farm, he's feeding beef cattle, but he also has a huge collection of tractors from all over the world. And he's having an auction, I think, in the next week or so. But he took me around, showed me some of the tractors, and I look at this stuff and I think, wow, these things were perfect. I've had old M's and Ferguson's and stuff on the farm, and I have most of my tractors are pretty old. I did buy a new Mahindra this year because it is something that will be handy on the farm in the cold weather. But for the most part, I'm seeing a lot of people who are trying to figure out how to keep the old stuff working. That was the point of my talking about the older, the classic tractors. For a lot of reasons, including the expense of a new one, taking care of them. And so harvesting crops, for me, means using an old New Holland 717 crop chopper for corn, New Holland 38 for regular flail chopping, that kind of stuff, and older Massey Ferguson from the 60s and 70s. What's your tradition? What do you celebrate on your farm in terms of equipment? Do you like the old stuff? Or do you like the newer stuff? It's one of the topics that was big this year during this National Farmers Day, National Farmers Week, National Farmers Month. So certainly reflective, something to think about. And then there's a lot of farm-to-table stuff that's been celebrated this year. Farmers markets, which, by the way, if you didn't know, began in Los Angeles back in 1934. That was the first farmers market farmers and merchants came into the city to sell their wares. They all had permanent stalls, and so it's developed this weekend. I'm going to California to be with my son on his birthday, and every weekend that I'm there, we go to one of the farmers markets. Mostly he's in West Hollywood, so we go to the one that's down on Melrose, and it's always a lot of fun. So anyway, that's an overview of Farmers Month and thinking about farmers and how they're connecting with the general public. Here's the story of an urban farm in Boston. This week it was announced that during the course of the year, they've grown 6,000 pounds of produce on the roof of Fenway Park. The so-called Green Monster, which going back in Boston history, the Green Monster in Fenway Park built in 1912. And the last year or two, they've decided that they wanted to emphasize the green aspect of this baseball venue. So they have 5,000 square foot rooftop garden. It's called Fenway Farms. And the reason I tell you the story is just because it's local color for sure. They're growing everything from asparagus to zucchini. You get the reference A to Z. They are up there during Red Sox games. Sometimes there's mention of what they're doing. Green City Growers is maintaining the farm. They start operating on opening day. And they've been selling things down on the street. It's really very cool, and it's a great idea for people. It's a seasonal garden, for sure. But they grew, as I said, about 6,000 pounds of fresh produce there this year. So maybe, again, an idea of what you can do. And I thought that was worthy of note because some people are trying to do it in other circumstances. Also in the news department, I want to focus on the farmers. The farmer's attitude toward the farm bill. The farm bill is far from completion. Many of you are following it. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to a guy who's out in southwest Iowa who grows corn and soybeans and has a cow-calf operation. So in terms of what he says about what's going on, the frustration that farmers feel, trouble is that somebody has to lose for somebody to win in this commodity thing, the way the government's got it set up. It's beyond, I'm doing my editorial and I shouldn't be presenting the news, but it's craziness. And this thing's been kicked off till probably December at this point. So many of you would like to exist without it. Many have become dependent, especially smaller farmers, and yet the money goes to the big farmers, the big agribusinesses, which seems absolutely nuts. I have a quick note about what the Rural and Agricultural Council of America is doing to sort of try to move this stuff along. Right now, though, a reminder about your health and well-being. All around the country, all around the world, people are being confronted with health problems because of the quality of the food. Not that you're raising, not that you're producing, but the quality of the things that are being made by the four big companies that make all of this provision of food that has all kinds of preservatives in it. And you eat more of that and you get heavy and you don't like getting heavy. So I say, okay, eat the stuff you grow on your own farm. Well, that's pretty simplistic. And if you only have an 8-month operation, you have 4 more months in the year, what do? Some people travel. And again, eating is something that's fun and rewarding until you look at what it does to your waistline and to your health. So right now I'm going to suggest you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the way to lose weight, the natural way, and to keep it off. You can look online, all of the information that's there from the people who have been taking this product successfully for so long. It really is. It's right for you if you want to lose weight the intelligent way and keep it off. Go to toploss.com. They have their Halloween deals right now. Use the discount code Doug when you check out buying various products, because they have other things that kind of are put together that help you in your weight loss attempts, not just Calitrin, but they have a great multivitamin product. They have lots of different things, what they call the Buster,
It gets rid of the fat buster. Go to toploss.com if you please. When you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, free shipping, and absolutely the best discounts, Halloween discounts on everything right now at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
Back with some more news here on the American Family Farmer. The Rural and Agricultural Council of America and nine other organizations representing rural life, agricultural interests, wrote a letter this week to congressional leaders in support of the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. The bill requires vehicles manufactured in the United States or imported into our country to have devices installed that provide automatic access to AM radio. You have to follow, fiddle around with it. This is something that has been in the works for some months now. AM radio is essential for rural Americans, recognized as sources of information that you won't get anywhere else. And in fact, it affects the lives of millions and millions of Americans who are in rural circumstances. So if you have the chance to speak to your congressman, senator, send a note along to make sure that you, because of your interests, are in favor of the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Here's a story that is a warning for everybody. This week, a boy was buried up to his head in corn and a grain bin in Pennsylvania. A warning because this time of year is we're harvesting not only in silos, grain silos, and the silage that I put into silos is corn and the methane gas that comes with it. There are two dangers here, the gas itself and then just being buried into the corn. You can't move, you get stuck, and you can't get out. So anyway, the alert went to emergency personnel in this community in Pennsylvania. They freed the boy. He was conscious, he was breathing, but it took him 30 minutes to get into the grain bin to get him out. A word to the wise, grain bins and silos have plenty of hazards, children and adults. 1 hour after the rescue, this youngster shared on the Facebook page that the farm has about the way that you can be rescued in this circumstance. So, again, a word to the wise is sufficient. This time of year, a lot of this activity going on farms all over the country. Be careful. Doug Steffen here. As we continue, we're going to visit a farm out in the western part of the country in just a moment on this week's American Family Farm.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
On this week's American Family Farmer program, Doug Steffen here with the Andelin family, or at least Mr. and Mrs. Andelin. Cameron and Natalie Andelin are at the Andelin Family Farm. Their website is, as you might expect, cleverly designed as AndelinFamilyFarm.com. A-N-D-E-L-I-N. I do that announcement because during the course of the conversation that we have over the next half hour or so, it may be that you are moved to learn more about what they're talking about. So this is a good way to make the connection besides here on the radio. Cameron and Natalie, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Hi, thanks.
Thanks so much.
So where is the Andelin Family Farm?
We're in Sparks, Nevada. So it's just outside of Reno, Nevada.
What a wonderful area. It's almost like being in California.
Yes, we're very
right?
close to California.
Yes. Yeah, and the growing is easy and great. The fertile soil there, it's a great place to be growing things. I have not spent a lot of time there, but I know because of my own farm background, I have checked out. My children both live in Los Angeles, and they were years back trying to get me to move to California. I'm happy I didn't because I don't like the political atmosphere necessarily there and the expense of living there, but I love being there. And so we were talking about me having a farm up in that neck of the woods, and we figured out by the time I drove from there down to Los Angeles, I can get on a plane in Boston and get there the same amount of time, and I don't have to start all over again. It's a great area for farming. So talk to us, Cameron and Natalie, about the farm itself.
Thank you. So we have about 150 acres, and about 14 years ago, Natalie had the idea of let's do a pumpkin patch and we'll invite the public out. And so that was kind of the beginnings of what we call agritourism and our public facing events and festivals. And so that was kind of where we started with that. As far as the farm itself, it was originally hay and cattle. Growing up, I grew up out here, and that's what we did was hay and cattle. And then when we began doing the pumpkin patch, we started doing more row crops, the pumpkins, sweet corn, and a variety of other things.
So this time of year is a perfect time of year for you. We seem to be on a thread here on this program. The last three or four programs have been about agritourism, what's going on farms that are catering to the public more in an outward way, and that's kind of what this is. We all have to have a public connection, otherwise we can't sell our stuff, but some are more outward. I've tried it, and frankly, I'm not going to do it much anymore, at least not the way that I did it, because I find it a distraction from my raising Jersey replacement heifers. Plus, I'm curious about how you dealt with the insurance, because a lot of people now are telling me, after this last couple of weeks of talking about agritourism, I have heard from some farmers who are getting really mistreated, if that's the right word. Some people would say getting killed by insurance costs. So how do you deal with that? Well, how can you help other farmers who are trying to do this but are confronted by insurance companies that don't like it?
Oh, yeah, that's insurance is always a challenge. We've bounced around between a couple different brokers and underwriters for our general liability. There's networks out there and other farmers and that can share what's worked and what hasn't worked as far as the insurance goes. But that's definitely a key component.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'll pick your mind after or maybe in between commercial breaks here as we continue, because it is a very sticky subject for a lot of us. All right, we continue on in a matter of moments. Cameron and Natalie Andelin from another farm representing how to connect. This is a teachable moment. How do you connect with the people who use your products? We continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has stated that it appears a Palestinian terrorist group is responsible for the explosion at a Gaza hospital that resulted in hundreds of casualties. Speaking in Tel Aviv earlier today, Biden emphasized that the U.S. stands unequivocally for the protection of all civilian lives during conflict.
Israel must again be a safe place for the Jewish people. And I promise you, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure there will be.
On Wednesday, a large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol's rotunda in Washington, D.C., protesters demanding and calling for a ceasefire in Gaza as they chanted while holding banners and signs, "Jews, ceasefire now." Joran Vandersloot confessed to killing Natalie Holloway back in 2005 when she was visiting Aruba, Natalie's mother.
After 18 years, Natalie's case is solved.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
34 after the hour now here on the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen. Our guests this week are the husband and wife team that run the Andelin Family Farm in Sparks, Nevada. Cameron and Natalie are here, and we were just talking about insurance. There are all kinds of problems. What's the best? Let's turn this around a little bit. What's the best part of this operation from both of your perspectives individually? Cameron, what do you like best? What do you think you do best? Natalie, likewise to you, what do you like best about working on the farm, and what do you think you do best at?
Well, I really love seeing people leave the farm with our produce. So when they're walking to their car and they either have a wagon full of pumpkins, or if they're here in the summer when we have our sunflower festival, that they've got a bouquet of sunflowers they're walking away with, or in the spring we have a baby animal and tulip festival and they're walking out to their car with a bouquet of tulips. So it just brings me a lot of joy to know They were able to come to the farm, experience something real with their friends and family, and leave with a memory and some of our produce that they were able to select and purchase. So that's something that I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Natalie, you?
So he talked about leaving with a memory. Our slogan is actually where memories are grown. And so I really enjoy seeing people enjoy activities and things that we've created at the farm. So, you know, there's the farming element of the produce and things that they're leaving with. But, you know, we really love seeing them enjoy all the barnyard activities and, you know, the slides and the pretend cow milking activity and the lassoing. Like, we have a lot of different fun interactive farm type barnyard activities, and I just love seeing people come out and enjoy that. We also have a lot of fun animals for them to see, and so, you know, just having them go in and pet goats and sheep as their highlight, or, you know, we have some really cool animals as well, like capybaras, and we have some you know, llamas, alpacas, camels, so some things that they may not see on a traditional farm. You know, we have a few extra fun animals to see too, so I just really love seeing, you know, families having a great time in an environment that we've created for them at a, you know, working farm.
All right. So I'm going to take you aside for just a second, and this may be helpful, hopefully, not just to me, but for the many people that are listening, because the idea behind the American Family Farm is to give people ideas as to what they can do to make their farm more successful, whether it's dairy, whether it's beef farm raising meat, whether it's produce. All of these things have a different focus. I get a kick out of you saying there are llamas there. I'm doing a development in my community on an old farm that was going to be developed, and I bought it with a partner, and we're creating an agrihood. I don't know if you know what an agrihood is. Basically, have you heard the term agrihood?
We have.
Yeah, we're building this neighborhood around a working farm. And one of the people in town, I have dairy cows, so I'll have Jersey calves and heifers, and I'll probably put a couple of cows over with some calves on them for folks to enjoy. But I've also been asked to put llamas in with them, and I must confess, I don't know much about them. I've heard, you know, the comparison to alpacas. Alpacas are nasty, llamas are good. So what's your experience been, and what do people think of you having llamas there?
We actually have llamas and alpacas, and I think people really enjoy both of them.
So is there anything about them that you want to advise me to stay away from? Llamas, are llamas easier to get along with than alpacas?
In our experience, it's just different types or different personalities. I don't know. We've had some kind of skittish llamas and alpacas, but then we've had some friendly ones too. Mm-hmm. We miss our original llama was named Pilgrim, and we called him the kissing llama because people would go up to the fence and he would kind of nuzzle them and
really
make little kisses. It was actually really sweet. So we had him for about 8 years. We got him when he was pretty old, and he passed after about 8 years that we had him, but he was a great pet.
I'm told they get along well with cows. That's my as much.
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, they're pretty. They're pretty chill in some ways.
Yeah, they're fun, and I think you can even train them too. We've trained ours to lay down, and we can lead them around with a lead rope and halter them and everything. So a lot of it just depends on how they're handled and trained.
Well, and then we also shear the fiber each year, and so then we send it to a mill and have it spun into yarn. So then we sell the yarn in our store.
Very cool. That's great. All right, let's go to the website. I'm going to point people to andelinfamilyfarm.com, A-N-D-E-L-I-N, andelinfamilyfarm.com. I've gone to look at the calendar. I find it interesting as to the activities and how you, it's clever. Mm-hmm. You've color-coded a lot of different stuff. And so looking at this, the staff requirements, I know from my own experience, having done a lot of this stuff at various points, is a large staff requirement here. So how do you deal with that? Because this is an era, as we all know, and nobody wants to work, or you can't find workers, or nobody wants to work on a farm, blah, blah, blah. So how do you handle that? Do you enlist people in your family?
We enlist everybody we can. during fall, so right now we have about 250 employees.
Wow.
For our whole operation. And so we have, like, our core employee group that we keep year round, which is just, it's under 10. But for our festivals, we just have a lot of need for employees. So we found, here's a couple tricks that we found is, we love, so teenagers are great. We hire a lot of teenagers. We also hire, we love hiring retirees. And
yes,
one of the things that they love and we love is that it's not a year round commitment, and they're, they can kind of pick and choose their schedule, and it's for a 6-week season, and they have experience and maturity. And so we love retirees, and so everybody in between. So we have a lot of people that will work, for like our nighttime shift, that, you know, it's their second job, and they get off work and they're making a little extra money to, save up for Christmas presents and stuff like that, or save up for a trip. And so we've just found kind of, it's a lot of work, but we reach out to the community and we hire a lot of people, and it works out good for us.
Yeah, sounds excellent. What kind of traffic, foot traffic, do you have? What's the volume? If you have all those people working there, good heavens, you must have a huge traffic flow in and out.
It just varies on the day. Our biggest days are Saturdays, but we have thousands of people that will come through the day, and and for the season, it just, you know, over a 6-week period, we just have tens of thousands of people that will come for our events in total.
Well, and in a way, we have like four businesses in one, because we have our Pumpkin Patch Adventure Farm, we have our large corn maze, and then we have a Corn Creepers Haunted attraction at night and a zombie paintball attraction at night. So each of those draws a lot of people. Yeah,
I would bet. Yep. All right, we continue. There are great ideas here this time of year, especially. Cameron and Natalie Andelin are joining us on the American Family Farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation for you to call 800-419-3684. And right now is a good time to call. 10 operators are standing by. Every time I mention these numbers, people flock to them. So if you're in the first queue of 10, you'll be taken care of immediately. 800-419-3684. So what's being taken care of? What does that mean? It means that the folks at 541 Travel have made arrangements for you and a guest, a friend, a wife, a husband, a spouse, whomever, to spend 3 days and 2 nights without having to pay for it in Las Vegas. How about that? I'll say that again. 3 days, 2 nights, last-minute road trips. Hey, this is perfect for that. All you have to do is call that number, 800-419, translates to Doug, D-O-U-G. You also could get tickets to a Las Vegas show. And we all know how good the shows are. They're the best place in America to go for entertainment, great food, a lot of fun. It's very family-oriented, and you don't have to do anything except pick up the phone and call that number. 800-419-3684. No purchase needed. It's then if you're ready to play, have some fun. There's no. This is, I suppose, like a game, maybe a little bit. The only time you will lose when it comes to this is if you don't call. So here it is again, the number for a free 3-day, 2-night trip to Las Vegas, 800-419-3684, no strings attached. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Back for some more time, quality time with Cameron and Natalie Andelin from the Andelin Family Farm in Sparks, Nevada. We're talking about all the things that they do there. You have flower festivals. You've got the corn maze. You have baby goat yoga. Who teaches that?
We have a couple friends that are really great yoga teachers, and they've just loved being a part of the program, and they basically do their thing. They teach their yoga class, and we have some cute baby goats walking around, and they're already used to people because they've been pet during our Baby Animal Days festival, and so it's right after the festival, and they're really cute, and sometimes they'll kind of hop on their back or just kind of go underneath them, and people just love interacting with the goats and petting them while they're doing a yoga class.
How much respect you get. That's one of the things that has bothered me about, I think, in terms of my own circumstance, and my website, by the way, is Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. I am sort of a stickler on keeping the place clean and attractive, and the folks who come there pretty much respect. This is a farm, an old farm that I bought 20 years ago to keep it from being developed, place that I worked on as a child. And as a kid growing up, and so it means something to keep it the way that it was, and I'm still wrestling with the right way to do that, but one of the things that I insist on is keeping the thing clean. How do you do that? How do you instill that value on the people that visit you?
That's like a huge amount of our effort is just to keep the farm organized and clean and presentable, what I like to think of as presentable. So all of our staff, we say everybody should look for things to pick up, trash or whatever, and because we'll have the public come and maybe they'll drop a wrapper or whatever it is. But it's kind of like the whole staff's effort to just pick up stuff and keep it clean. And then in between festivals, we have a lot of work and just trying to keep things organized. It's easy for farms to get junky and things and. Yeah, we just have a lot of effort to do that. Keep it clean.
We only have about a minute left. The one question I didn't ask you, there's many questions I didn't ask you, but your family, you've got youngsters who are teenagers and older. What's their future on the farm? What do they want to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we currently have even our college-age kids, you know, helping with the farm. One of them's designed, he's a programmer. That's what he's going into, and he's designed like our onboarding and scheduling program. Our twins do graphic design.
Cool.
And so we just hope that they would want to continue working for the farm and hopefully hands-on more like managing and stuff in the future.
That's the deal. All right. Well, congratulations to both of you. Sounds like you got a good thing, busy thing, but a good thing going. And it's always good to have people, as I say, get pieces from the folks who are here. AndelinFamilyFarm.com is the website for Cameron and Natalie's operation in Sparks, Nevada. Thank you for being here. Best of luck. Continued success.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Past the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly presentation of Stephan Multimedia and me. I'm Doug Stephan, American Family Farmer. We have a number of different things that are sort of at your service. We have the foodfarmfamily.com website in which during the course of our weekday program, the Good Day Show, we present a lot of information, mostly recalls for folks. But there is a direct connection in my mind between the food we eat, the farms where it comes from, and the families that are our customers. So we want you to know where the bodies are. I don't mean literally, but you know what I mean. So that's where the foodfarmandfamily.com website comes in. And then, of course, every week our conversations. Last couple of weeks we've been talking. This fellow Richard Lyon was on this last week. We talked a lot about the time that they spend. It was a Christmas tree farm to begin with, but then lots of veggies. Kind of the same story that we have from, or similar story to what we have today, because there's a lot of interest this time of year in fall activities on the farm. Now, my focus in terms of my own thoughts this week are the National Federal Milk Marketing Order, a pricing formula. There was a hearing that was held a month or so ago to try to put into perspective what the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, wants to have in place. And in my mind, the federal government has gone a long way to destroy the family dairy farm. Policy should continue to be effectively helping the traditional dairy farm and not screwing it, destroying it. The number of dairy farms in our country has declined by 90% in the last 50 years. And the decline continues. You see it everywhere. The barns are getting bigger, people milking hundreds of cows, if not thousands of cows. And in most cases, I would say, I was going to say, let's say many cases, the farm's quality is good, but in many cases, they're, you know, there's just, it's a mess. And so farming in certain areas has not been viable. New York State's a good example of the government of the state as well as the federal government screwing it all over. Thank heavens for the Amish and some of the families that live on the farm and are keeping this going, and the families all work together so they can make it work. We need to honor dairy farmers more. The current situation is just untenable. So supposedly the USDA says it wants to preserve the traditional dairy farm. And if that's the case, then they better wake up to the dairy policy that's in effect right now. It needs to change 180 degrees to make dairy farmers' cost of production, foundation of milk pricing better, the damn government and the milk market orders. They keep passing these milk market improvement acts, but they don't really improve anything. The money goes to the wrong places. I think that there are good intentions attached to it, but there's no follow-through because there's too much influence on the bureaucrats and the representatives from the people who are donating to their campaigns. And plus the fact the large dairy co-ops are all very political. It's corrupt. Look at the information that's come out on market concentration. The USDA, they stonewalled the government accounting office's efforts to find out what's going on. The government working against the government, and it's your expense. You're the taxpayer. American Farm Bureau Federation stated in a letter to Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Ag, the average American dairy farmer lost $6 per hundredweight since 2021. And how do you sustain the cost of milking a cow or getting milk out of a cow or cows is about $27 now, 100 weight. And you sure as heck aren't seeing that in your milk check, although it looks like the low was down around $16 in my area. Now it's up to $19. Last year during the spring, it was at $34. There's too many former dairy farmers, frankly. There are too many families that have lost the farm because of bad government policy. And so what do we do about it? It needs to become part of the farm bill. Again, misguided, misinformation, a lot of stuff in there that shouldn't be in there. And we got to work hard on fixing this problem. There's nothing better than a mid-sized family dairy farm for my money. That's what I operate, and I'm happy to be able to do it. Okay, so there are my thoughts on the current state of dairying here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.